Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, welcome to the program. I'm Amy Tamman. A cool show for you. We're going to talk about flaws because that's been coming up a lot. I've been hearing in my sessions with my clients, I've been hearing a lot about flaws and that, oh, I do this. And so I wanted to do a talk about that because it's probably something everybody is dealing with on some level. So I'm going to start here. Negativity is sticky. And you know, it's far more sticky than positivity, right? Or we'd all be running around being really, really positive. And so when we start to look at our flaws, and we love to pick out what our flaws are, anybody listening to this program could probably hit pause if you're listening in archive and write down 10 flaws that they have, right? And so when we start to pick out those flaws and we're so hyper aware of them, and I think there is great value in knowing what you're good at and what you're not good at. It gives you perspective and it helps you make informed decisions as you move through your life. But if you are just picking at your flaws and agreeing that they are so, then on some level, you're reinforcing those behaviors in your mind. I want to say that to you again. When you are, you know, say someone says to you, you know, you're always late, and you nod. And it could be very well true. Maybe you are always late, and you nod, and you agree to that. On some level, you are programming within your subconscious mind that, yes, that is what I am. And so the first step is to accept that your flaws are a part of who you are. They are what make you unique and special and wonderful. So stop feeling bad about them. So in that moment, let's go back to you're always tardy for the party. Ask yourself, do I want to feel good about this or do I want to feel bad? And so there is a way to feel good without, you know, not being in your, you know, sometimes we're afraid to feel good about that because we're like, well, it's not a great thing, but it is who you are. If you keep doing it over and over and over again, it is a part of who you are. So stop feeling bad about it. Your ill feelings about your flaws is a form of self-deprecation, and it causes you to hide your light. Interestingly, when I looked up deprecation, one of the definitions that came up, and I think it must be biblical, was hide your light in the bushel, right? And so your ill feelings, all those negative feelings you have about your flaws, the things you are not doing well, are actually diminishing your light. And you really came to this planet to shine. So the next step is to identify if your flaw is truly causing a problem in your life. If you're losing friends because you're always tardy for the party, then you probably need to address that. And you know, me being me, I love to look at that from two angles. Maybe you're losing friends because they're not in alignment with your truth. Or maybe that is something you actually need to work on. So it can work either way, but there's always, you know, as I've, my echo throughout this year has been, there's always a benefit. There's always a point of growth in looking at your flaws. But if you look at your flaws just for the sake of making yourself feel bad, all you're going to do is reinforce that flaw. And you're missing the blessing, the moment of discovery, that light bulb moment, that aha, that could come from really truthfully looking at that side of yourself. So if you have identified that a flaw is causing problems in your life, and generally what I mean by a problem, it's making your life harder or unmanageable, and addictions tend to fall in this realm, then you need to go and get some help. Find a coach, find a therapist, find a support group, find some way of getting some support so you can start to shift out of that flaw. And you know, I don't think it's necessarily the flaw that's the problem. It's the way we're approaching the flaw that actually makes our life harder and unmanageable. So get some help if it's making your life harder and unmanageable. Now, everything else, it's your responsibility to find a way to work around it so that you feel good. So if you're in this constant state of feeling bad because you're always late, it's your responsibility to do something differently, and I talk about this a lot with my clients and on this program. You got to do something differently. Just try. But if you know, like, every day I'm late for work, every day I'm late for work, every day I'm late for work, it's your responsibility, because you've made a commitment to that job to be there at a certain time, and it's your responsibility to figure out a way to get yourself there on time. I call it tricking myself. I will find some way to trick myself into doing something. And it usually means there has to be some point of joy. And so I used to have a tardiness issue, like, through my 20s. And I had a boss who I respected because of the structure that job gave me. And the way in which I was trained for that job, I had immense respect for this woman. And she called me on the tardiness. And I found that I was really quick. I immediately wanted to go into excuse mode. And something stopped. I stopped myself. I had been working on myself. And I said, oh, that does not feel good. It just even uttering that excuse does not feel good. And so I heard what she was saying, and it changed the trajectory of my life. And so then I started to create a whole new system to ensure that I was on time for work. And never again, and I can truly say that, never again have I had trouble with getting to work on time. And it was because I decided in that moment I didn't want to be a victim. I wanted to feel empowered. And I was going to figure it out, and that's what I did. And with each job I was in, each situation I was in, I always found some way to ensure that I was at work on time. Because that's my responsibility, right? It wasn't making me feel good. And it never made me feel good. I just go into victim mode, and many of us do, where we start to feel bad about ourselves instead of seeing that as an opportunity for growth. Yeah. It's really fun when you start to look at life that way. So let's look at some other examples here. So let's say you're not a morning person and you were just the biggest pain in the butt in the morning. And it's starting to really disrupt your relationships. So it's not about blaming other people for not getting you. It's about you owning, hey, mornings aren't my time. So I need to structure my life in a way in which I give myself plenty of time to settle into my day. And that may mean giving everybody around me a heads up. Hey, I'm not so much of a morning person. It may mean I don't take jobs in the morning. It may mean figuring out something that would make you feel good and make you excited so then you're not so grumpy. Maybe it's that cup of coffee or the scone, or you love to read the paper. Really infusing those lifestyle changes into your life so that now you're no longer you still are not a morning person, but you're just working with it a lot better. Anxious driver. I'm totally an anxious driver. I've learned that I can't sign up to be the driver on things. You know, the road trips, I can't do them alone. You know, my husband can be an anxious driver too, but he actually really loves to drive. And so, you know, anytime we would go to LA, I am in the Bay Area, I would try to take on that whole drive and drive all the way back. And finally, I was like, dude, if we're going to do this trip, we got to share in the driving. And it was a growth moment for him because he got to start driving, again, long trips, and he found he loved it. The last time we went to L.A., he drove pretty much all the way there and all the way back. It was so fantastic. I got to sit in the passenger seat and just chill and be a support to him, which I'm really great at. I'm really great at being a support. And so we both got to do what we're good at, right? And so that here it was, a flaw. And if I had just gone into victim mode, I would have kept doing it and kept doing it until I kind of just burn out or, you know, blew up at somebody about this. And finally, I said, no, let's do this differently and be in my truth and say, hey, you know, I'm not really loving this driving thing. What's the resolution? We're so afraid that there is no resolution, but I'm here to tell you there always is. There is always a workaround. You will not miss anything. That's our fear. That's what the fear is telling us. Oh, we're going to miss out. We're not going to have what we want. But in truth, by not owning that flaw, you're actually keeping yourself from what you want. One more example, neediness. Maybe that's the flaw you have. You find you are always needy in romantic relationships. That's a wonderful opportunity to really heal. What am I in need of? And most of the time we're acting out that neediness, but we're not even clear about what we actually need. So as a result of that, we're probably surrounding ourselves with people who can't fulfill the need, right? It's you're setting them up to fail. You're setting yourself up to fail. And so if you take the time to really go within and say, what is it that I need most? Maybe it's I need more, you know, I love the five love languages for this. This is, you know, do I need more affection? Maybe you keep attracting people who are not affectionate. So then you got to change your game, right? Or maybe you need to hear more words of affirmation. And so, but you keep attracting people that love to give you gifts, and you're like, oh, cool, gifts, but I need to hear, I want to hear it. And so then you need to shift it around and say, okay, I'm going to go for partners who get that I need words of affirmation. All of this is really, you know, when we look at our flaws, it's really another exercise in self-love. Am I willing to love myself enough to say, okay, here's something that I struggle with, what's my workaround? How can I feel good about this? You can always improve. I want to say that to you again. You can always improve. But sometimes it's just the way it is. But if you are consciously putting effort into working around your flaws, honoring them, being aware of them, observing them, not judging them, you will find that they are less impactful in your day-to-day life. The struggle is that most of us get entangled, and here's the title of the program, entangled in those flaws, entangled in the spiral of feeling bad about it, either by trying to pretend it doesn't exist or just feeling a whole bunch of guilt and shame. And so the way to get untangled is by not judging yourself. Instead, observe, and always know that when you're in judgment, it's coming from a really negative place, and the goal is to feel good. And it's important to know what your great qualities are as well as knowing what your flaws are. So keep a running list so you know what makes you awesome, you know, but also keep a running list of your flaws. And recognize your flaws do make you unique. They make you awesome. They make you great. They make you a really important member of this planet. And all you have to do is figure out a way to make them work on your behalf. So in your journal, make a list of what I'm really good at and what I'm not so good at. And the more that you know that, the more you will make choices and decisions that are in alignment with your truth. I'm Amy Tamman. Find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you like this program, please review it on iTunes. Take care of yourself.